The 23rd Psalm is sometimes referred to as the Common Psalm, and is probably the most well-known psalm. It is often read at a funeral or printed on the memorial folder. Perhaps it was part of the memorial service for your loved one. Sometimes familiarity with a passage can result in our taking it for granted and not really looking at what is said or thinking about how it applies to us. Tonight I would like to lead us in meditation and reflection about this psalm. My hope tonight is that a time of focusing on Psalm 23 will let each of us find something personal, something that allows you to personally claim this psalm, its imagery and its message, what it says about your relationship with God, and that you will see Psalm 23 as a resource for finding comfort, hope, faith, and peace in your journey. And perhaps we'll use this psalm for your own personal meditation beyond tonight. So let's begin. Sit comfortably, feet on the floor, hands on your lap, and eyes closed. We'll start with deep breaths, and as you breathe out, try to let any tension you feel leave your body as well. Take a deep breath and let it out. Take another deep breath and hold it. And let it out. Now stretch your fingers and relax them. Clench your fists. Take a deep breath. Hold it. And let it all go. To the extent possible for you, I encourage you to clear your mind of thoughts and concerns you carried in here with you tonight. I know it is hard, if not impossible, to just shut off your thoughts. Try to imagine your mind as a big empty room, which you have just swept clean of thoughts. The room has several doors. As stray thoughts enter your room, and they will, just watch them flow on through your mind and out another door while you focus on the words and imagery of the 23rd Psalm. I will first read through the psalm to remind you of the overall content before we go to line-by-line reflection. Let the words and the imagery of the psalm occupy your mind, and as you focus on the words, try to also be aware of your feelings. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now I invite you to reflect upon this psalm line by line, with some time to dwell on each line. I will suggest some directions for your thoughts. Feel free to reflect in your own way on the individual phrases. The Lord is my shepherd. Imagine yourself as a sheep being cared for by a loving, dedicated shepherd. A shepherd who provides for all your needs and gives you a sense of security and belonging. Can you see your relationship to God is similar to that of a sheep and a shepherd? Sheep are very dependent on their shepherd and very trusting of their shepherd. How much are you willing to depend on your shepherd? How is your level of trust? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not want is a rather extreme statement of trust. Can you trust God's provision for you today and not want more than what you have? Can you be grateful for and satisfied with what you have today as a gift from God? Can this be your statement of hope for the future? Are you able to find hope today? He makes me lie down in green pastures. Imagine resting in a sunny, lush meadow of grass, the basic food of sheep. As you rest there, you feel comfortably satisfied and safe. Sheep will not lie down unless they feel satisfied and safe. How does the Good Shepherd make you feel safe and satisfied? Where is that green pasture for you? Is there a place or a person or an activity that allows you to feel safe and satisfied? Imagine you are there, feeling safe and satisfied. He leads me beside still waters. Imagine sitting by a still lake or pond, the glassy surface reflecting the beauty of the horizon or the scenery beyond. The thirst of the sheep is met by the Good Shepherd with quiet water, not a torrent or rapids, but still water, suitable for wading in and having a calm, cooling drink. Imagine still, clear, cool water to satisfy your physical thirst and your thirst for beauty. He restores my soul. Resting in green pastures by still waters is restful, restorative. What does restoration of your soul mean to you? Is it just feeling physically rested? Or is there something additional? Is the restoration of your soul about restoring normalcy to your life? Is it about restoring relationships? About forming new relationships? Working on your relationship with God? Where are the green pastures and still waters that restore your soul? Can you find restoration each day? Or is restoration of your soul also a long-term process? He leads me in paths of righteousness. Not all of the sheep's lives are spent resting in green pastures beside still waters. The shepherd leads the sheep to new destinations. What does paths of righteousness mean to you? Can your everyday life be a path of righteousness, where the leading of the Good Shepherd helps you with right decisions and good choices? Where might your paths lead you? Healing? Personal growth? New or closer relationships? Is your grief journey a path of righteousness? Visualize your path of righteousness led by the Good Shepherd. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. What does "for His name's sake" mean here? May I suggest to you that it is God's very nature to want what is best for you? May I suggest that what God does for you, He also does for Himself? Can you accept that the rightness and goodness of your path brings joy to God? Imagine yourself partnering with God, inviting God's guidance and work in your life and through your life. Can your path of righteousness include helping others in the name of God? Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Yes, here we are, all of us here tonight, walking through the valley of the shadow of death. The green pastures and still waters can seem far away from this dark and painful valley. Thankfully, the valley is not a dead-end canyon. There is a way in, and there is a way out. But to get out, we must walk through the valley. We cannot walk around it. We cannot walk over it. What is the path of righteousness through the valley? What are the right choices and good decisions that the Good Shepherd is leading you to in this difficult passage? Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. The psalmist declares he will fear no evil in the valley. What evil are you afraid of tonight? Loneliness? Despair? Depression? Despondency? Bitterness? Take a moment to identify what you are afraid of. What makes the valley scary for you? Can you acknowledge your fears and keep on walking? I will fear no evil, for you are with me. The psalmist reminds us that we are not alone. We can keep walking because the Good Shepherd is walking with us. How does the presence of the Good Shepherd allow you to keep walking in spite of your fears? How do you experience the presence of God with you on your journey? Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The shepherd's rod, like a club or a stick, is an instrument of defense or protection, used to drive off predators such as the wolf or the bear. The staff is an instrument of guidance and direction to keep the sheep from straying off the path. What does the protection and guidance of the Good Shepherd look like in your life? Can you find comfort in the guidance and protection of the Good Shepherd? You prepare a table before me. Here the psalmist upgrades the metaphor from the shepherd providing sustenance, protection, and guidance for the sheep to a more abundant human image of a prepared table as a meal or perhaps a banquet prepared by a loving host for an honored guest. Imagine yourself as a guest at such a banquet. What does your table look like today? What is God providing in abundance for you today? Can you see through the eyes of faith a table prepared just for you? Can you find hope in God's provision for you today? Can you find hope for the future? Can you find gratitude for God's provision for you? Is the table only about sustenance, or might it also be a table of opportunities for your pathway forward? You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Not shared with my enemies, but in the presence of. As if my enemies are looking on in defeat, as I am rescued from them. Might this line be not about human enemies, but rather about protection from the enemies of your soul? Who or what are the enemies of your soul? Are they the same as the evil that we fear in the valley of the shadow of death? Loneliness, despair, depression, despondency, bitterness? Can you trust God to defeat them? How might God do that? You anoint my head with oil. Imagine expensive, fragrant oil being poured over your head to clean and nourish your hair and skin. Anointing is a special ceremony, a sign of calling and claiming. God is calling and claiming you as his child, God's anointed. You are an anointed child of God. Ponder that for a moment. My cup runs over. Imagine your cup always filled to overflowing as a metaphor for God's abundant caring for his anointed. What abundance can you see in your life as you reflect on God's loving care for you? Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. The psalmist suggests that the unconditional love and acceptance, the anointing of God, pursues us throughout our lives. God will not let you go, but will pursue you. Can you trust in this promise? Can you, through the eyes of faith, look for the goodness and mercy of God in your life today and every day? Can you find hope in the promise that God will pursue you and not let you go? And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The imagery has expanded from simple sheep being cared for in the wilderness by a loving shepherd to God as our eternal host both now and in the future life. A host who is pursuing us with abundant, caring love and mercy, and providing for our needs for sustenance, protection, guidance, and restoration as we dwell in his very own house, the house of the Lord, both now and in the future. I invite you to rest your hope in this image. Will you pray with me? Lord God, our good shepherd, we open our hearts to you tonight. You know our pain and our fears, and we have reflected tonight upon your promise to be with us now and forever. We look for your loving hand of guidance and protection, because that is your very nature, and it gives you joy to be with us on our journey. Lord, meet us where we are tonight, and let us, by the eyes of faith, see the abundance of your provision for us today. Defeat the enemies of our soul, and let us experience your real presence and restorative love as we walk the path that you have for us. Let us live in gratitude to you, our good shepherd, and we will thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I invite you now to open your eyes. Take a deep breath, stretch, yawn, whatever it takes to return from your meditative state. Thank you for listening.